The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Environment,
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried 3 other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. Shopify made it really easy for me to shift everything over and hit the ground running. I was able to migrate my products and all of my customer information over.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.
In 3/4% yield is still a comfortable return on a government bond.
It is, particularly what you can get elsewhere in cash. But is there an argument now that investors should go towards the even higher yielding corporate bonds?
Yeah, well, you know, we're certainly past the worst, the absolute worst in terms of risk aversion that we saw late in 2008 that's hurt corporate bonds so much. Some investors have increase their demand for corporate bonds. So some of the highest yielding opportunities have disappeared. But even so, if you're prepared to do your credit analysis and pick the companies that will see out the recession, then there's certainly some illiquidity premium still available in corporate bond yields and some good opportunities for those yields to get lower and lower and perform very well. So this is still a good opportunity to diversify into corporate bonds as well.
Yes, I think some of the funds out there are offering sort of 6% still on the corporate bond area, which is a pretty good yield at this time, particularly as interest rates are expected to stay low. So thanks very much for that, Sam.
Yes, thanks indeed for that, Sam and Charlene. And for more on the outlook for both government and corporate bonds and what fund managers like Sam are doing right now, look out for Charlene's article in FT Money this weekend and online at ft.com/money. And finally today, low-cost mortgages. The financial crisis and subsequent recession have made even the heaviest credit bingers realise the merits of paying off mortgage debt before it becomes too much of a burden. So you might think that someone like Charlene, as FT Money's mortgage expert, would be doing exactly that. But you're not, are you? So why is that?
Well, we've spoken a lot about the disparity between the mortgage rates existing borrowers are paying and those available to new borrowers. And people who took out tracker rates a year or so ago, I got in there just in time, sort of last September, and got a tracker of 0.79 above base, which is now looking